Genesis, chapter 16. The story about Hagar and Ishmael. Verse 1.
Abram and Sarai lived in that Canaan country, and after they were there for 10 years, they still had no kids. Sarai had a woman from Egypt working for her called Hagar. She was Sarai's slave. That means Sarai owned Hagar, and Hagar had to do everything that Sarai told her to do. Sarai was sad because she had no kids, but she got an idea about how to get a baby for herself. So she said to Abram,
God has stopped me from having my own kids, but listen, I want you to sleep with Hagar like she is your wife. You see, she belongs to me. So if she has a baby, that baby will really belong to me.
So Abram did that, just like Sarai said. He slept with Hagar like she was his wife. Then Hagar found out that she was going to have a baby. So she started rubbishing Sarai all the time, because Sarai didn't have any kids. So Sarai said to Abram,
I blame you for this trouble. I gave Hagar to you, and now she's going to have a baby, and she is rubbishing me all the time. I reckon God knows that I am right, and you are wrong.
But Abram said to Sarai,
Hagar belongs to you. You are her boss. So do whatever you want with her.
Then Sarai started to treat Hagar in a really bad way. So Hagar left Abram and Sarai's camp and ran away. Hagar started walking through the desert along the road that went to a town called Shur near Egypt. She sat down next to a water hole there in the desert. God's angel messenger went to her there. He said,
Hagar, you belong to Sarai. So why are you sitting out here in the desert? Where are you going?
Hagar said,
I'm running away from my boss, Sarai. She is too hard on me.
God's angel messenger said to her,
Don't do that. Go back to your boss and do what she says.
And the angel also said,
God is going to give you a really big family. You will have a son, and later on, lots of people will be born into his family, and they will be a real big family, so that nobody will be able to count all those people.
The angel said,
You are going to have a baby boy, and you will name him Ishmael, because that name means God listens. You see, God listened to you. He heard about your trouble, and he will help you. And Ishmael, your son, he will live like a wild donkey. He will go anywhere he wants to, and he will fight against everybody, and everybody will fight against him. He will not live close to his relatives.
Then Hagar said to herself,
I have seen the God that sees me, and he looks after me.
So she gave God a name. She called him the God that sees me. So that's why people call that water hole the water hole that belongs to the one that is alive and sees me. That water hole is between a place called Kadesh and a place called Beret. Soon after that, Hagar had a baby boy, and Abram named him Ishmael.
Abram was 86 years old at the time when Ishmael was born.